Hi Eileen, how are you?
Hello, Ron. I'm good. How are you today?
I'm very, very good. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me.
You're very welcome.
Eileen, first of all, tell me about the role that you provide for people with disabilities, and how you're supporting them through the summertime and coming into September.
Okay, well, my role involves working in presently in two colleges of further education in Dublin. Supporting students of all ages with disabilities and learning support needs who are in further education within the City of Dublin Education and Training Board. And basically, if somebody discloses a disability when they apply for a college course, I will contact them over the summer months and meet them in person to have a chat with them to see what their needs are in college and to see how we can support them. And I carry out what we call an educational needs assessment with them.
Okay.
I just have a chat with them around.
And so when you have your first initial meeting with a potential client, what does that usually involve?
Basically, it's a getting to know you session and just a chat around what supports they've had in school or in work or in education before, if any, what has worked, what didn't work, and what we can do to support them through their college course that they're embarking on so that they can reach their full potential and enjoy the course.
Yeah, I suppose that's the ultimate goal. But what you know from clients that you have been dealing with thus far throughout your working environment in this area, what have been the main challenges people have faced?
Well, that very much depends. Everyone's different. So if somebody is coming from, say, a second level directly into further education, it could be something like they can have dyslexia and they may need a piece of software on their laptop to help them with their learning. Like a very common one would be text, help, read and write goal to have them writing essays and with their spelling and grammar and all that kind of thing.
Right.
If somebody is a wheelchair user, they may need transport to get to and from college, for example. If there isn't a direct bus route from their home.
Right.
So what I would do then is make a funding application to the Higher Education Authority who provides funding for students with disabilities to help them to allow them equal access to education.
And I suppose people who are listening at home who are interested in getting involved in education or getting back into it or feel like it hasn't been a possibility for them, what would you say to those people who are listening at the moment?
I would say definitely it is possible, but if you've been out of education for a while, I would definitely have a look around. First of all, what course you might like to do, what interests you, and then think about, you know, go and meet with, say, a guidance counsellor or even talk to a family friend or family member and just come and chat with us because until you actually know what's out there, you know, there are a lot of possibilities and sometimes fear is the biggest.
Yeah, it's so true.
The biggest challenge, and there's a lot of supportive element now. And a lot of people really excel in education when they return as adults. Thankfully, it can be a very different experience.
Yeah, I suppose it's a valid point that you make yourself. I suppose if you go into something education-wise as an adult, well, you're there because you want to be there. You're not
exactly
feeling like you should be there because A, your parents want you to do so, or you think it's the natural thing to do. You're there because you have a definite vested interest in the topic that you're educating yourself in. Eileen, do you think it's an advantage for you because you have a disability yourself to be in this role and in supporting people in this manner?
Yeah, I think it definitely has advantages. As you know, I'm a wheelchair user myself. I've been through the education system myself, so I would understand that, I suppose, from both from a personal perspective and a professional perspective. So it definitely does help. Now, having said that, some of my colleagues don't have disabilities, and they would do they carry out the role, just as well. Maybe in a slightly different way, but yeah, it definitely has its pluses, and I think it helps people to feel a little bit more relaxed at times anyway. And I'd like to say as well that we also work with students who've been in special education provision, and we like to encourage those adults to come and talk to us and embark in education on education as well if they so choose.
So I suppose you're saying really that it doesn't matter from what education background you come from, whether it's a special education system or it's mainstream schooling, but you feel like as an adult that you want to get into education from a third level perspective, that there is the supports available there to do so. And it's tailor-made for each individual person that you're working with.
Absolutely, and just to say as well that, you don't have to have a label of a disability. A lot of the students that we would work with would just simply need a little support returning to education after a long time out, and they may need some support with time management and study skills and, all the demands of student life. So you don't need a label. And everything is strictly confidential.
So if people are thinking that they're going to have challenges around, as you say, time management, or they're stressing about their study, or they're stressing about how they're going to manage preparing for essays or exams or any of that, you'll support them in all those areas.
Absolutely, yes.
Absolutely. Well, that's absolutely fantastic. And you know what's very good about it is that people at least know now that there are more options available to them. And I suppose that's the most important and key issue of all of this, really.
Absolutely. And just to say that, there may be some places available on certain courses towards the end of August,
Right.
but you need to apply directly to whichever college you want to. Then you have to follow an interview process. And if you disclose a disability or a support requirement when you have secured a place on the course, it's at that point that I would meet you and one of my colleagues would meet you. So I don't have any kind of authority to tell you whether you will be successful in securing a place or not. That is up to the tutors in the college, if you
Yes.
understand me.
Yes, I do.
Now, we do chat and we do talk, and I would, sometimes suggest that a student is, an applicant is granted a place, but it ultimately is not my decision. It's the decision of the tutor that interviews you.
I know what you mean. I ultimately you're there in a supporting role once a person has gained their place in the college course.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely, right. And so for people who are listening who are around the country and they're saying, okay, but that's wonderful, that service is available in Dublin. Well, that service, this service that you're providing in your college and your area is available in most colleges in most counties, isn't it?
Well, it would be, absolutely. But there may not be a designated person with my specific role, but there's always somebody to talk to. Like, the best person to speak to, if there isn't a designated disability support officer, would be the guidance counselor or even the deputy principal.
Okay, excellent. Well, Eileen, if people do want to get in contact with you, it's okay to give out your number.
Yeah, I'm available on that mobile number which you have.
It's 087-202-4939. Again, that's 087-202-4939. 4939, and Eileen is available on Thursdays and Fridays only. So if you have any questions or queries, or you're interested in this area, you've applied for a course, you're in the process of perhaps, and you're just about to be offered it, and you're feeling that you might need a little bit more support, or maybe you just need a listening ear and a little bit of advice, Eileen is definitely the lady to speak to. Again, that number is 087-202-4939. Eileen Daly, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me today. You're fantastic.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
And I'll speak to you again soon. Take care now.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye.
That was Eileen Daly there, Disability Support Officer in the area of education. Thank you very much to Eileen for taking the time to talk to me. And as Eileen says, if you are interested in getting involved and getting more support around disability and education, you can contact Eileen, as always, on 087-202-4939. That's 087-202-4939. And Eileen is available every Thursday and Friday only. Do give her a call, because she is very, very helpful and is a vast array of knowledge, has a vast array of knowledge, and I've no doubt she'll be able to help you indeed. If you are interested in the area of education and you are interested in getting back into it, and you have a disability and you're thinking, well, you know what, it's not for me. Well, maybe it is, but you need to find out what supports that you need and that are available to you. And Eileen is always very interesting and very good for a support of call. Now, if you're interested in knowing about the talkathon that we ran 2 weeks ago, when I was talking to all you lovely people for such a long time, 2 hours, imagine, we raised a lovely amount of money. We raised 180 euros. So thank you very, very much to anybody who donated to us on the day or afterwards or beforehand. 180 euros is a wonderful amount of money, and we're absolutely delighted and so grateful indeed. Knowing that the money is going to go directly to support all the members of Greater Dublin Independent Living. So supporting us in our disability awareness training programme, for our peer mentoring programme, maybe supporting our GDIL monthly meeting, or many of the other things that we run, like the summer barbecue, or maybe it's our Christmas lunch. There are so many areas that Greater Dublin Independent Living work on and support people in. So the money will go directly to support the members, and I'm only too delighted and thrilled to be saying that we earned and raised 180 euros. Thank you very, very much indeed. You are listening to Perceptions. It is me, Rona Colin. This is Near FM. And of course, you can always give us a call and contact us and let us know your thoughts and comments. We're only too delighted to hear them from you. It's always wonderful to be in your company, as always. Many great things coming up in the show on next week's programme. We've got the lady who is representing Dublin from the Rose of Tralee, and she's going to be joining me on the programme. Her name is Roisin Lyons. She's going to be on the programme. And a lovely lady called Alison, who is an artist and has a disability herself, and she's going to be speaking to me about the trials and tribulations of dealing with having a disability and being an artist and in her own right. She's a fabulous actress and is up to many great and wonderful things. Looking forward to speaking to both of those lovely ladies next week on the show. Of course, if there are any topics that you want us to cover, please feel free to get in contact with us and let us know your thoughts and comments, as always. Somebody was asking me again, how much money did we raise for the talkathon? There's been lots of comments on Facebook and Twitter about this, and of course a couple of texts coming in as well to Near FM around it. We raised 180 euros. So thank you to everybody again. Much thank you to everybody who made their donations. No matter how large or small, it's always very well received, and we're very, very grateful for it indeed. I must say it was an interesting and challenging task to give myself, and it was a little challenging at times, but I have to say genuinely really, really enjoyed it. And it's for an organisation that I'm very passionate about and believe in quite a lot, because I know that they directly support the members individually or our leaders, and I know that the money is going to go to a very, very good and worthy reasoning and good causes. So rest assured that the money will be well used and very much well received. So thank you again for that. Anyhow, it's nearly time for me to say goodbye to you for another show. As I say, I'll be back with you again next Tuesday. Have a fantastic week. Take care.